yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
So what about mission? What would you like to share?
Yeah. So on show number 7 or 8, you know, like that I built, I was walking around and I was going through a really hard time in life, like really hard time, getting beat down, just got burned out of a couple $100,000. And I felt like, I was like, why do I keep making the same mistakes in my life? You know, like I would look at wisdom and I'd say, man, wisdom is learning from the mistakes of others. I, for some reason, kept on making the same mistake over and over myself. So during this process, I don't know why, I'm not trying to self-deprecate, but like I'm going through all these struggles and men kept on showing up and going, will you coach me? Will you work with me? And I'm like, do you see all these failures? And they're like, yeah, that's why we want to work with you. We don't want to screw up like you do. So I was like, okay. So I started thinking about this. And one day I was spending some time with God and I felt him say, I want you to start a show for men. I'm like, well, God, how does it make money and this and that? You know, my brain goes on the deal. Silence. So I was like, okay, at some point I just need to be obedient. So I started a show called Uncensored Advice for Men. I would just interview people and from pastors to porn stars. And I would just say, what advice do you have for men? And they would share their story. And then what happened is I started interviewing coaches and counselors, therapists, doctors, psychologists. And as I was struggling through life and depression, anxiety, I was struggling through issues, through the death of my father and best friend, and through the fears of the pandemic and COVID and all, I was struggling deeply with my mindset, with my emotions, and I was interviewing people. And then I forgot it was even recording. And I was asking them questions about my own life. How do I be a good dad? How do I find my purpose? How do I get through grief? And all these questions. I forgot we were even recording. And then afterwards, they'd be like, Josh, that was a great episode. And I was like, I was in therapy for a while. So like I was getting help and then I would just publish it. And then dudes from my audience were reaching in going, hey, Josh, that was really meaningful. Like, thank you for sharing and you're sharing your story. And you know, like then it got to a point where my business on the other side was picking up and I still kept this one alive because I was getting help. My community was getting help. It wasn't quite making money at that time, but it was like, it was missionally driven. And then it started to connect with mission and then it started making money. And I was like, man, this is really fun. And I enjoy it. It gives me life. I'm doing 2 to 3, 4 interviews a day, but like it has a mission. It's making money. It's fun for me. I'm meeting incredible people. I'm growing myself. My relationships and my network's growing. So like I did this and this is where I think when you're in your sweet spot, you're doing what you love for the people that you love and it's sustaining you and your family. Like that's when I know that I'm in my jam. So it's like you can do mission while still making money. That's kind of like my motto. Like the mission is in the margin, right? You got to be profitable or you can't just hand out money you don't have, right? So like why not do something that does both good and, you know, good for a cause you believe in? So man, I like leveraging them together. And you know, on the selfish side of it, you know, I was getting help. People were helping me and it was helping my audience at the same time. So like I love the mission side of media as well.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.